So let's review. The Gemara cites a braisa, Tanya, Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Arba Dvarim Ha'isa Oisen, Pata B'dinei Adam, V'chayv B'dinei Shemayim. There are four claims of damage for which a person cannot be compelled by Bezdin to pay, but he is liable B'dinei Shemayim. He has a moral obligation to pay for the damages. Ha'payritz Gedu B'fnei Behemes Chaveri. If a person broke open someone's fence and his animal escaped, as the Gemara explains, B'kais Ru'ua D'lemistri Kai. The wall or fence was weak and in danger of collapsing and needed to be torn down. Therefore, as Tosfos explains, he's completely potter for the wall, even b'dinei shemayim, but for the behemah, he's potter b'dinei adam v'chayev b'dinei shemayim. However, b'kosel bari b'dinei adam na mechayev. As Rashi explains, if the wall was sturdy, he's liable for the wall, even b'dinei adam, because he actually broke it b'yadayim, but he's potter b'dinei adam for the animal because he did not actually remove it, it was merely a grama. If a person turns someone's produce toward the path of a fire and the fire destroyed it, the Gemara offers two explanations. Either the fire was now only able to catch on through an uncommon wind, therefore he is pata medini adam because he did not actually ignite the grain, grama, but even so he is liable medini shemayim. However, beruch mitsuya, medini adam na mechayev. If the fire was now able to catch on even through an average wind, he is chayav b'dinei adam because, as Rashi explains, hari b'yadayim hiver, he is considered to have actually ignited the grain. Or, the shavya tamen ba'esh, he did not turn the kama, rather he covered it, so that the owner of the esh became pater from reimbursing the owner of the kama. He is pater b'dinei adam because this was not his fire, and he did not actually cause it to burn, grama, but he is still chayav b'dinei shemayim because he caused a loss to the owner. Vaseicher edi sheker lehayit. If a person hires witnesses to testify falsely that someone owed money, as the Gemara explains, l'chavrei, the edim testified that the person owed money to someone else. Therefore, the seicher is not liable b'dinei adam because he did not actually testify, but even so, he is liable b'dinei shemayim because he caused him a loss. However, l'navshei, b'dinei adam nam nechayev. If they testified that the money was owed to him, the seicher, then he is liable even b'dinei adam to return the money that was wrongly extracted. If a person knows that someone is owed money, but he refuses to testify for him, as the Gemara explains, b'chad, he is the only one witness, and can only compel the nitfa to swear but not to pay, nevertheless, he is liable b'dinei neshamayim because perhaps the nitfa would choose to pay rather than to swear falsely. However, b'beitrei, pshita, deraisehu. If there were two witnesses, he is already held liable b'dinei neshamayim through the pasig of im lo yagid b'nasa avoinu. The Gemara mentions five more instances in which we apply the halacha patur b'dinei adam v'chayav b'dinei shemayim, and they are alluded to in the siman ha'isa basam v'shliach chaveri nishbar. Ha'isa malacha b'meichatas u'b'paras chatas. If a person performed work with meichatas or with the actual paraduma and it became pasul, he's not liable b'dinei adam because, as Rashi explains, hezik shein nikar, the damage is not discernible. If a person plays poison before someone's animal, which consumed the poison and died, he's not liable within the adam because he did not actually feed the animal. If a person handed over his fire to a chershayt of a cotton and the fire spread and caused damage, he's not liable within the adam because he did not actually spread the fire. If someone suddenly screamed into a person's ear and he became deaf from fright, he is not liable b'dinei adam because loy ovid ma'isa b'gufay. He did not actually harm him. Nishbar kade b'shusaram loy salka, nafla gam loy b'lo hamida. If someone's jug broke and he did not remove it, or his camel fell and he did not stand it up, the chacham hold he's not liable b'dinei adam, but even so, in all these cases, chayev b'dinei shemayim. The previous Mishnah taught, nifritza b'alayla ish b'tzua listim b'yatza v'zika pater. If the fence broke during the night or thieves broke the fence and the animal escaped on its own and caused damage, the owner is not liable for the hezek. However, if the thieves actually took out the animal, they are liable for the hezek. If the owner left his animal under the blazing sun or he entrusted his animal with a mentally incompetent person and the animal escaped on its own and caused damage, the owner is liable for the hezek. The Gemara explains that the Mishnah refers to a kaisel bari, a sturdy wall, and in the Reisha, nifritza balayla pater. Vafila leichasra, the owner is pater regardless of whether the animal broke the fence or even if it collapsed on its own, because he was not pesheah, since it was a kaisel bari. However, in the seifa hanichem b'cham mochayev v'afil achasra, the owner is chayev regardless of whether the fence collapsed on its own, and even if the animal broke the fence, because he was pesher since he left the animal under the blazing sun. And called tzedaka the isla lemevet avde benafka. The owner knows that the animal would do anything to escape its suffering. The Gemara now discusses the Mishnah's halacha of haitziyu listim listen chayavim. The Gemara asks pshita kiven da afkua kaimel abrishusai l'chol mili. Why did the Mishnah need to teach that the listim are chayiv if the animal caused damage? When the listim pulled the animal, it was transferred to their jurisdiction for all matters through kinyan meshicha, as in the case of a ganav. Similarly, the Gemara compares it to hamaimed behemes chaveru al kamas chaveru chayiv. If someone stands one person's animal on another person's grain, he is liable. Here too, we can ask maimed pshita. If he did this biadayim, he's certainly liable. The Gemara offers two explanations. B'kamulah ba'apah. In both cases, the listim did not actually pull the animal, but rather they blocked its path in a way that the animal was diverted toward the kama and ate the grain. The listim are chayiv even though there is no kinyan meshicha, because this is considered like maimed as if they actually placed the animal on the grain. Or, the kamulah ba'apah pater. If they only blocked the animal, they would be pater because kamulah ba'apah is not considered maimed. However, the Mishnah is a case of dihikishua. The listim hit the animal and compelled it to run forward. And they are chayiv, even though they did not actually pull the animal, because hikisha is considered maimed, and like a kinyan meshicha, and the animal was transferred to their jurisdiction to be liable. The previous Mishnah taught, Mesara l'raya, nechnas haraya tachtav. If the owner handed over his animal into the care of a shepherd, the raya assumes all responsibilities. The Gemara explains, tachtav the shemer. Even if the owner entrusted his animal to a shemer or guardian, and the shemer handed over the animal to the raya assumes the shemer's responsibilities while the shemer remains pater. However, according to the opinion that shemer shemus l'shemer chayiv, if a shemer transferred the pekadon to a second shemer and the pekadon was damaged, the first shemer is liable for all damages, we must explain that the Mishnah has a case of mai mesor l'raya lebarzilei. The first shemer was a raya who handed over the animal to his apprentice, and he is pater because the orche de raya lemimso lebarzilei. It is acceptable for a raya to entrust his apprentice with the animals. However, la'achar chayiv, if the shemer handed over the animal to someone else, he would be liable for all damages. While according to the opinion that shemer shemasar l'shemer is pater, the first shemer is not liable for damages for which he would have been pater while the pekadon was on his care, l'raya orche de milsa ketani. V'adin la'achar, the Mishnah only mentions to a raya because it is a common, but the same applies if the shemer handed over the animal to anyone else, he remains pater for the damages for which he would have been pater while the animal was in his care.